where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sam Forbes, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, welcome to the show. The focus of the show is nutritional supplements. We discuss vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon is Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Sam. Good afternoon, everybody.
Arnie Gitomer is off this weekend, but with us is our medical expert and co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Oh, good afternoon.
And, of course, we have a repeat guest in the studio today, none other than our good friend, Dr. Don Brown. Dr. Brown is a naturopathic physician. He's an educator. He's an author and technical advisor to Nature's Way and enzymatic therapy. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Brown.
Thanks so much, Sam. Thanks, Don. And nice to see you, Dr. Podell.
Good to see you, Don. It's what's this about? Every year we see each other.
It's it's going to be a yearly thing, like, which is
it's
great.
It's a tradition.
Yeah.
It's great.
Don?
Okay. Well, now that we've gotten all the introductions out of the way, before...
See, Don used to be a New Jerseyite.
Yes.
A brief period.
That's the deep connection here.
Okay. Before we get into the topic of today's show, which is going to be digestion and digestive problems and treating digestive problems with various supplements, just wanted to take a moment. You know, I was listening to that beautiful Spanish-y guitar music that we use as the introduction, and I had the pleasure of going out last week to a concert at Radio City Music Hall. I don't get out much, you know, so this is a big treat for me. It was Rodrigo y Gabriela, two guitarists from Mexico. Fantastic. But I just don't get it. You go, you know, I had nice seats, right, you know, with a good view of the stage in the middle, and they introduce Rodrigo y Gabriela, and they start playing, and everybody starts whistling and yelling, and they keep and these two are playing their beautiful music, and everybody and the audience is trying to see if they can whistle louder than the guitarists are playing. I don't understand. Why would they spend all this money just so they can go over there and hear themselves whistle? I must be missing something. And then later on, I guess when they get tired of whistling, the women who sit right up in front of the stage have to get up and dance.
I see.
So they get up and they dance, and you can't see the guitarists anymore because these women are standing there dancing.
What you didn't know, Don, is that you went to the concert where they allow it. You should have gotten the tickets for the one where they don't allow it. So you got to make sure you look at the fine print.
Okay, I knew there had to be some answer because again, I just don't get out much, you know. But I just couldn't understand it anyway. But it was great for any of you who don't know Rodrigo y Gabriela. You ought to check them out. They're really
Olé.
Fantastic.
Hey,
okay,
hey, anyway. Don. Hey, yeah. Don, Maybe we should switch the topic to stress today. I was actually in Times Square last night about 6:45.
I thought about that because I know how you like, how you do get out.
How do you like it?
It was interesting. We'll save that for another show.
Yeah, were you one of the people that had to run over to stand there and watch what was going on?
No. We went to see it be handy in Spokane. We were about a block away, or actually literally a half a block away, and so we were lucky we got able to get into the theater, but it was fairly surrealistic. There was half the people didn't make it and half did, and once you're inside, then you're thinking, well, is it better to be inside or to be away from here? So it was an interesting evening.
Well, I'll tell you what, maybe at the start of the second hour, I'll tell you my story about bombs and the bomb robot that the police use when we were at our previous location on Lexington Avenue. This is an interesting story too, but I don't want to take up the whole first hour with these little personal stories. So, what do you say we get back to what we're supposed to be doing here, and that is talking with Dr. Brown about digestion and the digestive problems and the various supplements you can use to help to alleviate these types of problems. Now, we're going to try to cover certain groups of supplements in this discussion. We're going to try to cover digestive enzymes. We're going to try to cover DGL. We're going to also try to cover probiotics in this regard, okay? So that's our goal. In keeping with this goal, now Dr. Brown is associated now not only with Nature's Way. Those of you who have been listening for a long time know that in the past when he's been on, he's been associated with Nature's Way. Well, Nature's Way has merged with enzymatic therapy, or enzymatic therapy has merged with Nature's Way, or whatever. But bottom line is, he's now representing both, In appreciation of his appearance, Nature's Way and Enzymatic are going to feature all of the products in the three categories that I just mentioned, the digestive enzymes, DGL, and the probiotics, at 35% off list price for a period of 2 weeks only. You can see which products this includes by going to our website, and in the upper right corner we have a little web specials box, and there's a link to Enzymatic Therapy Nature's Way a Digestive Aid Special. If you click on that link, you'll see a full listing of all the products that are either on sale or supposed to be on sale. I don't know if we got everything taken care of over the weekend on the website, but if not, it'll be taken care of first thing Monday morning. Okay, having gotten all of this business out of the way, Dr. Brown, let's start off with digestive enzymes, okay? Mm-hmm. Why don't we start off with the supplements first? There are two types of digestive enzyme supplements, and I think the enzymatic therapy has two products that cover these two groups. One is the Compligest, and the other is the Megazyme. What are these two different types of digestive enzyme supplements, and what are the pros and cons associated with each?
Well, one of the heritage areas of enzymatic therapy has been products for digestive health, and as many of the listeners know, there are people who, despite correcting their diet and getting on a probiotic supplement, every now and then they still have a problem with digesting certain types of foods. And so digestive enzymes, while there is a little bit less clinical science on them than I usually prefer, they have for a number of years been used to sort of help those people get over the hump with regards to digesting foods in a more healthy manner. The two categories of digestive enzymes fall into pancreatic enzymes, which were the first ones that were around. And Megazyme is a pancreatic enzyme. Some of the listeners may have also heard the name Wobenzyme on your show. Megazyme was really created by Terry Lemmeron, the founder of of enzymatic therapy as sort of a higher strength version of Wobenzyme. And so the product is a broad spectrum digestive enzyme. It covers the lipase covering your fat, carbohydrates, and protein digestion and helping people break those down properly. If you talk to old timers who've been using digestive enzymes for a long time and even some newcomers, a lot of them really like this product because it's so high potency. So that's the positive on that. So, but the negative for some people is that it is an animal-sourced pancreatic enzyme. So some people don't want to use an animal-sourced enzyme. And for some people, it's a little bit too strong. There may be 3 to 4% of the people that I've recommended it for will end up having a little bit of digestive discomfort sometimes with it. So prefer to go with the second category, which is the complete gest that you mentioned before. Actually, my favorite enzyme, but maybe I'm a little bit biased because I don't eat meat, but this is a completely vegetarian enzyme. I like Complete Gest because it actually covers a wider pH spectrum and also can do fairly well, in the stomach at the very acidic pH and then the more basic pH when it gets into the small intestine. And it's a little bit more broad spectrum. It's going to cross over a little bit wider range of being able to break down proteins, carbohydrates, and fats as well. So those are the two major ones that are available in the enzymatic line and really the leaders with regards to the digestive enzymes.
Okay, when we come back from this first break, I want to go back just a second to something that you mentioned. You mentioned Wobenzyme, and Wobenzyme is really not a digestive enzyme theoretically, and it's interesting. I think I want to just sort of cover how a product like the Megazyme can be used for two different purposes depending on how you take the product. So we'll get back to that right after this break. What do you say, Sam?
Sounds like a good idea. Okay, everybody, you're listening to the Wilner Window. We will open up the phones a little bit later after our initial discussion. Let me give you the phone number out now so that you can sort of line up and queue up to the when we open the phones a little bit later. 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for Dr. Brown or any of us, give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
We live in an age of fast information, high-speed communication, instant gratification, rapid transit, ready-mixed, pre-cooked, heat and serve, and living life on a moment's notice. But when it comes to staying healthy, we pause for a moment. Jarrow Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional supplements for over 30 years and has been a leader in the research and development of some of the most effective, affordable, and cutting-edge natural health solutions in the world. At Jarrow Formulas, they understand that distinction does not happen overnight and that a reputation for excellence is only earned through many years of persistence. Jarrow's staff of scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way with clinical studies and scientific research. They believe that the true test of a quality company is the purity, potency, and good value of its products, meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, their customers. For more information about Jarrow Formulas and to request free samples, please go to www.jarrow.com. All Jarrow Formula products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
This is Sam Forbes, and you know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. Don't believe me? Well, let me give you some examples. Right now, for instance, in addition to our everyday low 20% discounts, we've got the following sales in effect. Doctor's Best, America Finest, Healthy Origins 40% off the list price. The full lines. Source Natural, the full line is on sale at 35% off list. The full lines of Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Sprunk Jansen, Quality of Life, and others, 30% off. And there's more.
There certainly is more, Sam. Here's some more examples. The entire Solgar line, 25% off list price. Nordic Naturals is on sale. Allergy Research is on sale. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you go to our website, www.wilner.com, and you click on the On Sale tab. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter, or you can request our free product catalog. You can also call for the catalog if you prefer. The number is 1-800-633-1106. Just leave your name and address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Even better, of course, you can visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on our website at www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference material, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices and even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls and finish our conversation in just a moment.
Dr. John Gray is the best-selling relationship author of all time. His classic book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, has sold over 40 million copies. Now, Dr. Gray is also helping men and women fight the battle of the bulge with his favorite superfood, PGX.
I really focus on the easy, simple things that can make a big difference. There's a whole range of diets in the market, and the problem is people can't follow them. But you've got to give people something so that they can easily follow those good diet plans. The most powerful superfood that I've discovered is called PGX. So taking PGX is not a diet plan. It slows down the release of carbohydrates in your body. I tried it. It worked for me. I started sharing it all my wellness seminars. Now I'm teaching about it. But it's one of those powerful, simple little things that can make a big difference.
You can find Dr. John Gray's favorite superfood, PGX, from Natural Factors at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course. What if I told you there's a dietary supplement designed to support attention, learning, memory, and other cognitive functions, assist the brain and body in coping with stress, and facilitating growth factor action for brain circuit renewal? Well, there is such a supplement, and it's called Natural Brain Enhancers, and it's from Doctors Best. How could a supplement be so beneficial to brain function? It's because it contains two unique and powerful nutrients that occur naturally in the human brain and complement each other while supporting virtually all the brain's functions. GPC, glycerophosphocholine, and PS, phosphatidylserine. Both are well documented for their benefits and safety of use through more than 30 double-blind trials and hundreds of other human and animal studies. For more detailed information, check www.wilner.com. But you don't need to have already started taking natural brain enhancers from Doctors Best to appreciate this great deal. During the month of April, Wilner Chemist is featuring natural brain enhancers at one-half price. Here's some good news. Due to ongoing demand for this product, Doctors Best has agreed to extend this half-price sale through the month of May.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we have our guest in the studio, Dr. Don Brown. We're discussing natural health remedies for digestive health, and we were discussing enzymes specifically. Don?
Yeah, okay. When you mentioned the Megazyme product, Dr. Brown, you also mentioned that it was originally developed with another product in mind, Wobenzyme. And Wobenzyme is not really used for digestion. It's used for inflammation. And I think it's very interesting because the product can be used for both, and the difference is when you take it.
Exactly. It's very interesting when you talk to people that invented Megazyme. It was really to, as I said, be a knockoff of Wobenzyme. Wobenzyme is really a product that was intended to be taken between meals. And when you take a product like Wobenzyme or Megazyme between meals, it doesn't act as a digestive enzyme because you don't have food in your system, but it's actually acting as an anti-inflammatory agent. And some fairly good studies on Wobenzyme. We have a couple of small studies on Megazyme that indicate that, in fact, yes, and I know some doctors that are using fairly high doses of either product in patients with inflammatory joint disease, for instance, would be a good example. So, yeah, it is about the timing. If you take it between meals, it acts as an anti-inflammatory. If you take it with meals, it actually acts as a digestive enzyme.
And, of course, there's a certain amount of common sense involved there. If your goal is to help to properly break down the food, you would want to be taking the digestive enzyme while the food is in your stomach. Right. Now, before we leave the digestive enzyme a category, why don't you sort of run down those conditions or those problems or disorders that the listeners might experience that would sort of call for the use of a digestive enzyme supplement?
Right. Well, you know, it's funny, Don, we're going to talk about probiotics today, and we're also talking a little bit about DGL. The way I usually order that is I call it the four R's, and I steal this from Jeff Bland and his work. Basically, there's oftentimes, and Dr. Podell knows this, certain things that need to be removed from the GI tract that may be causing problems. And one of the big ones these days is Helicobacter pylori, which we know now is a bacteria that's associated with inflammation in the stomach and even ulcers, ulcer disease being associated with this. So removing that is important. And then what I like to call repairing, where you actually repair the lining of either the stomach or the intestinal tract, replenish when we use something like a probiotic, get those healthy bacteria back in. And then really sort of the last hump is really the what I like to call restoring digestive health. And again, as I said before, we can take people through all those stages, clean up their diet, get them on a probiotic, and there's still people that have problems with gas, bloating, a little bit of irritable bowel type syndromes. And sometimes those people benefit from a digestive enzyme just to sort of get them over the hump to get their digestion back to 100% normal. So I look at digestive enzymes is sort of the home stretch to help you get down the home stretch to digestive health.
What about, two particular things. What about people who have a lot of different food allergies, pan-allergic people, people who feel that they can't eat this and they can't eat that? Is there any value for a person like that to be taking high-potency digestive enzymes?
Anecdotally, yes. I'm a bigger fan, again, of going the other way, where we look at what are the offending agents that are doing it first. And I really think that the data right now on probiotics is really compelling with regards to, and particularly in children, by the way, with regards to helping to heal the gut, get those tight junctions to the point where you're not getting those large, food proteins entering the bloodstream. They act as antigens, which, cause an antibody response, and we get allergic reactions. In a kid, that's real measurable because we see things like atopic dermatitis or eczema and that sort of thing. And I don't know if Dr. Podell wants to
well, I just wonder if you talk a little more about that, because we know that there are some studies that seem to suggest people taking lactobacillus and bifidobacteria, kids seem to get less allergy. Now, I can sort of see that with food allergy, but my impression is this seems to apply to allergy in more general fashion.
Well, I think one of the interesting things is we talk about digestive health, what we're really talking about is intestinal health. And for a long time, Don, you and I have known each other for a number of years, and looking back the old traditional literature, we would look at talking about things like leaky gut syndrome and the fact that when the gut is not healthy, really the entire your entire immune system is affected. And I think that's what the probiotic literature is starting to point
out. Yeah, I mean, one of the things, Jeff,
we have to get back to this in just a moment. I think Sam needs to take a break.
Sure, hold your thought, Dr. Podell. Okay. It is time for another break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
The world is full of contradictions. We drive in parkways, and we park in driveways. We go upstairs to work to get down to business. Everyone's taking a multivitamin, and everyone's exhausted. But that's because your multivitamin isn't built to fight the levels of everyday fatigue. The answer? In one word, Propex. It's the power of NT Factor, the main ingredient in the nutrient compound Propex. Combined with a multivitamin complex, even omega-3, proven to support your immune system and power your metabolism with the energy that no other multivitamin can provide. Just two packets a day for a few dollars a day, and in 1 week, double your energy. Hey, that actually makes sense. The results are in. It's the proven solution, the scientific solution. Propex with NT Factor. Visit Wilner Chemists or visit ntfactor.com.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, now let's get a check of WOR traffic.
And as you hit the roads right now over at the George Washington Bridge heading into town, it's going to cost you upwards of 45 minutes over at the Lincoln Tunnel. That's a 35-minute wait heading into town. Holland Tunnel outbound side a little bit slow for you, but overall things not too bad. Traveling in central New Jersey over on Route 78 eastbound side as you head in towards the area of 287. We have an accident investigation which is continuing, so you can anticipate a heavy ride through that stretch of real estate as well. Now, as you travel in the five boroughs, the five borough bike tour continues. So you're going to see still some closures on the Belt Parkway as you travel between the Verrazano Bridge and the Gowanus Expressway. Also on the VQE, still have some very slow traffic for you, so definitely beware. This traffic report is brought to you by AutoZone. Check out the newest way to get your auto parts fast from AutoZone with their new buy online pickup in-store option. Just go to AutoZone.com today. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love Kyolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. And we're talking about digestive problems. And, Don, what do you say we postpone our conversation just to talk to James from Brooklyn, because he has a pertinent question or an interesting question, and perhaps it might stimulate some additional conversation. James, how can we help you today?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I currently take a phase 2 starch neutralizer. It's an amylase inhibitor.
Right.
Now, I want to know if I could take that at the same time as digestive enzymes, or should I take it the digestive enzymes maybe an hour after I eat, or shortly after I eat?
Oh, we can answer that. But, Don, do you want to explain what the starch blocker is, and then we can go on to whether he can take digestive enzymes with that?
Wait, which Don are you talking about?
Oh, sorry. You, Don. Well, you know, because, I mean, this is the starch block of the phase 2 stuff. I think it's a bean extract that, it stops the absorption or the breaking down of starch, helping. Actually, it's a weight loss product. I guess you're taking it for weight loss, correct, James? You're taking
it's an interesting question. It's a good question. I'll just pass it on to Dr. Brown because I can see some
conflict. I guess right?
Yeah. I guess in a way it depends on what your more important problem is. James, as to which way you want to approach it, because theoretically these digestive enzyme supplements do contain amylase. As a matter of fact, one of the questions I was going to ask Dr. Brown was, before we left the topic of digestive enzymes, was the question about those people who have problems with carbohydrate digestion. So in a way, this is an interesting, this is good timing. So they do contain amylase. The enzymes that are involved in breaking down starches and carbohydrates. I don't know. I would think the answer is a question of a priority. But Dr. Brown, has this ever come up before?
No, it's the first time I've ever been asked the question, actually. And I'm probably going to end up bouncing over to Sam, who's really the nutritionist. But I think just from a sort of a practical point of view, I would say you would still get benefit from the protease and the lipase and the digestive enzyme. It would just be, does the starch blocker actually knock out the amylase effect that you're getting with the digestive enzyme? Probably. So it is sort of a quandary. I'd be interested to hear what Sam says, because I've never been asked the question before.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you might be able to have your cake and eat it too, although you shouldn't eat cake.
If you don't eat cake, you don't need the enzymes.
I mean, there are enzyme companies that go to the extremes in terms of formulating products for specific digestion, and so one might be more of a protein digestive enzyme. It'd all be plant-based, I guess, rather than pancreatic. And you might have to sort through some product to find one that can match up that does not have amylase in it. Because you're right, James, it doesn't make sense to take an amylase inhibitor and then take an amylase enzyme. So
one thing, James, you may want to be a little bit selective about which supplement you're using when. In other words, if the particular meal does not involve a lot of starch content, and you do feel the need for a digestive enzyme, at that particular time, you may want to take the digestive enzyme. If you happen to be eating a meal that, if you're eating if you're eating just a pasta dish or something with little protein and little fat, you might forego the digestive enzyme and in favor of the starch blocker if that's what your goal is. Yeah. So you may need to use a little bit of, make that choice based upon the particular meal. But that's about the best we can really tell you. It's more of a common sense type thing.
And it is. I mean, if you have a digestive problem, in other words, when you eat food and you have all kinds of discomforts and so forth, you really should prioritize taking care of the gut, healing the gut, focusing on healing the gut, and you actually may end up losing weight just by normalizing your digestive processes. So maybe for a time you could stay away from the starch block, especially if you have digestive problems. You might actually have wheat problems, you might have problems with dairy and so forth and so on. So you may have to do a food elimination program and just eradicate the digestive problem, then maybe deal with the weight loss issues later with your starch blocker.
Okay, thanks for the call, James. All right, now, guys, you were starting to talk about allergies and probiotics. What I was hoping to do was to sort of categorize this a little bit and talk about the enzyme supplements. I was going to then talk about the DGL supplements, then the probiotics, and then sort of tie it all together. But so maybe we can hold off the probiotic-related allergy discussion for just a moment. I just wanted to ask one last question about the enzyme supplements. It kind of ties in the James call. What about those people, Dr. Brown, who have problems like lactose intolerance, or would either one of these products, the Accomplagest or the Megazyme, also include those enzymes involved in combating that type of problem?
Yeah, the Complegest would be my choice there. It does have a lactase enzyme in it, included in the whole spectrum. So, I mean, we really, when you think about Complegest, the name is intended to really say that it covers a broad digestive scope, and so lactose would also be included in there too. So again, people with lactose intolerance, that's really symptomatic, and things probably would need to be even more prudent than just the Complegest. But people that have occasional problems with lactose, this is definitely a digestive enzyme that covers that area as well.
Okay. All right. Well, then now, maybe since we kind of attended to get into the probiotics, maybe I'll switch this around and we'll move to probiotics next and leave the DGL for last. How does that sound? Because obviously, folks, the reason we're having trouble here is that all of these three categories are all kind of related, and they're often are required in combination and so forth. So it's hard to discuss one of these without sort of expanding the discussion to include them all. But let's move on to probiotics then. Dr. Brown, why does probiotic supplements, which of course, as our listeners know, or the friendly bacteria, what does that have to do with the digestion?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, we know that the small intestine is made up of, particularly the second and third parts of the intestine are made up of what are called villi. They're little finger-like projections, and off those are microvilli. Most of your micronutrient absorption is happening in that area of the GI tract. Very, very interesting to note that in studies that have been done, and these are primarily animal studies, where they have actually eradicated lactobacilli in the small intestine, those villi, which are normally these nice little, little sort of peaks and valleys with these hair-like structures, start to flatten out. And what happens is that micronutrient absorption is actually impaired. So one of the things that we now know is that the lactobacilli family is very, very critical to the health of that part of the GI tract. Also, when we get down into the colon, the bifidobacterium family is very, very critical for the final stages of elimination, proper elimination. And one of the families of bacteria that has a tendency to decrease as we age is bifidobacteria. And really good studies now saying, particularly in the elderly, give them a bifidobacterium supplement, their bifidobacterium counts go up, constipation starts to go away, their digestive health improves. And lo and behold, one other thing improves, and I think this is where Dr. Podell and I were going, is that their immune system gets healthier too. And it's really one of the fascinating aspects of probiotic research right now. I just got back from an international conference a couple of weeks ago, and one of the really big areas, all the way from birth, even before birth, into very old age, is what we're looking at is the health of the gut, the role that probiotics play in the health of the gut, and how that impacts the health of our, not just the immune system in the gut, but our entire immune system.
Yeah, I mean, you had cited Jeff Bland before, and he's kind of like the senior PhD type in what we used to call alternative medicine. And what he points out always is that about 40% of the entire immune system is actually located in the gut. So even though a lactobacillus or bifidobacteria is working in the gut, there's communication between that aspect of the gut immune system and the rest of the immune system. So it does make kind of sense that this would all tie together in a holistic fashion. And one of the most amazing things that I've been seeing over these last 10, 15 years now is that that probiotics have been coming mainstream, in that gastrointestinal specialists nowadays are prescribing probiotics. 15, 20 years ago, they think you were crazy. But now they're actually taking a leadership position in this.
Now, well, 15, 20 years ago, they were mainstream only to the effect that I believe it was an official product. Acidophilus was recommended for those who had been taking antibiotics. And that was sort of, you know, that was it.
Yeah, that's right. But now they're exploring more. One of the thoughts my wife called during the break and asked to ask, for instance, there's we know a one-year-old child who's had tremendous diarrhea going on over maybe a six-month period. The gastroenterologists have looked at it, can't figure out what's going on. Would it make sense to add an acidophilus-type product? If so, which strains? If so, what dose? And which product?
Right. Well, first of all, hello to Pat, wherever she's at in New Jersey. And also, I think one of the things that I want people to get away from is using the term acidophilus to talk about probiotics, because acidophilus is a member of the lactobacilli family. There's a lot of different members of that family, rhamnosus, casei, plantarum, that all have an important role in GI health. Same thing with the bifidobacterium family. Very good studies, not all of them positive, but certainly convincing enough for me, and having had a pediatric practice for a number of years, that probiotics do make sense in children with persistent diarrhea. And I think that's what we're talking about,
yes.
A child who's having recurrence of diarrhea, persistent diarrhea, and the fact that what we call dysbiosis, an imbalance in the healthy bacteria versus the potentially harmful bacteria, is found in some of those children, and they've done studies. So some good studies. We need more, but certainly from a practical point of view, I would say absolutely. I would probably be a fan in a one-year-old because they've already been put on a solid diet of using a nice combination of a lactobacilli combined with bifidobacterium together. And a good example of Nature's Way makes a chewable tablet, Primidophilus, for kids. That's really a nice blend of those two. Fairly high potency, about 3 billion colony-forming units per day. So that would be a good example of a product that I think would be excellent for a child like that.
Good, good.
Okay, well, that's one of the things that, one of the problems with the probiotic supplements is that there are so many choices. And I think, it's reaching a point where it's becoming very challenging to the consumer to figure out, to cut through all the marketing hype and everything, because, every week there's a new better strain or a new better combination or this or that coming out. I mean, look, Nature's Way, how many different Primidophilus supplements are there? 7, 8, 9 different formulas. So one of the things that I'd like to do after this next break, Dr. Brown, is to try to help our listeners understand what the differences are, why there are so many products, why they're different, and how to choose which one is appropriate for their unique need. So maybe we can tackle that when we come back from this break. Sam?
Okay, very good, Don. Okay, you're listening to The Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and we're having a discussion with Dr. Don Brown about digestive health. And we will get to your questions. If you have questions about digestive problems, you might want to give us a call. Today would be a good day to do that and to talk to Dr. Don Brown. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. If you'd like to call us, give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back after after these messages.
Okay, here's an event you won't want to miss out on, the annual Wilner Chemist Lunch and Learn Health Symposium. It'll be a day of educational lectures and good food at the Flat Hotel in Midtown Manhattan on May 22nd. Among the speakers will be Dr. Joy Brown, Dr. Robert Barry, Jack Challum, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke, Mitchell Coven, and Dr. Felicia Stoller. Topics will include QH, CoQ10, women's health issues, treating stress, fatigue, anxiety, and sleep problems, and nutrition for top athletes and weekend warriors. In addition to a fine lunch, each attendee will receive free books, free products, and other valuable items worth more than the $29.99 registration fee. For more information, go to our website, www.wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. May 22nd, our annual Lunch and Learn Health Symposium, brought to you by Wilner Chemist, Solgar Vitamin Company, Konica, and WOR Radio. We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over a quarter of a million health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists. Are you looking for fast, soothing digestive relief? Look no further than DGL Ultra Extra Strength specially processed licorice extract from the number one DGL brand available, enzymatic therapy. DGL is a natural, clinically studied formula that has been used to support healthy digestive function for over 30 years. Enzymatic therapy's unique DGL Ultra formula contains Ultra Soothe brand DGL to stimulate and accelerate the natural protective factors in the digestive tract and to relieve occasional discomfort immediately. If you've tried DGL in the past, you won't believe the amazing German chocolate flavor. The chewable form provides maximum absorption to soothe the stomach lining and digestive tract. For incredible taste and intense digestive relief, try DGL Ultra from Enzymatic Therapy. All Enzymatic Therapy products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. Before we get back to our discussion and your phone calls, I want to give you some exciting news. Starting now and lasting only for 2 weeks, certain Enzymatic Therapy and Nature's Way products, all their probiotics, Enzymatics DGL products, Complete Gest, the Megazyme Digestive Supplement will be on sale at 35% off list price. Check our website for details or call us at Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106. And we do have a few lines open, so you may want to queue up the number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, if you've got questions for us about digestive health or anything that might be of interest to you or concern of yours. Give us a call. Don Goldberg?
Yeah, thank you, Sam. Dr. Brown, like I said before, I think because of the growing popularity, perhaps, of these probiotic supplements, we're getting just flooded with all types of variations on the theme, so to speak. Can you help us to kind of get a handle on what's going on here, what, you know, how to choose one from the other. Do we go with individual products? Do we go with combination products? Do we? How important is the potency issues? Do we need a different formula for different kinds of conditions? What do we do here?
Well, let me start off, Don. We've known each other for a long time. I'm as frustrated as you. I just got back, as I said, from a international conference, and one of the big areas facing, there's two big areas right now facing the probiotics area. One is a regulatory issue of claims that are made for these products, and I think you're going to start to see that change over the next couple of years, where companies will not be able to make some of the outlandish claims, which I think is a good thing. It'll be clearer to consumers what these are and aren't for. And the other thing, too, is that the cry from the research world is, hey, we've got studies on irritable bowel syndrome, for instance, where there's 14 high-quality studies that were just reviewed, and except for two of those studies, they all use different products, some of them using single strains, some of them using combinations, but all of them seem to work fairly well for irritable bowel syndrome. So the short answer to your question is first and foremost, I don't blame consumers for being frustrated, and secondly, the other thing is we're not quite sure at this point, particularly on the wellness side of the coin. So let me start on the wellness side of things, and I'm giving you my bias. It's a little bit scientifically based, but not thoroughly, practically as well. For wellness purposes, and for a person who's using a probiotic on a daily basis, is I'd like to really sort of optimize my intestinal health. I'm a firm believer that probably taking a probiotic supplement that is either enteric-coated or that is in a pearl delivery form, which is a form of an enteric-coated capsule that gets past the stomach acid and is released into the small intestine, is probably, with what we know right now, the best way to take a probiotic supplement. Now, with that said, it's important that you're taking a probiotic supplement from a company that is sourcing their strains from suppliers that know that they are viable strains. In other words, what you don't want to do as a consumer is to come in and say, hey, this looks like a great combination product, but by the time you get the product home, all those bugs, which are supposed to be alive and they're actually dead, it's not going to do any good for your digestive health. So that, from a wellness perspective, I think that's sort of a practical guideline for the time being. Now, where we start getting into the interesting areas when we actually get into treatment, because that's where we do have strains that are more proprietary. Lactobacillus GG, for instance, which is sold under the trade name of Culturelle, is a good example. There is a Bifidobacterium infantis, which is sold as a line by Procter & Gamble now, that has research on it. So we do have single strains, and those single strains are strains where we're starting to see a move more towards, you know, using them for specific indications. And that's where I think a person being selective, perhaps working with a doctor who, like Dr. Podell, that has some understanding of integrative medicine, working with some of the pharmacists at Wilner, would be a good idea to say, hey, you know, this product is a product that actually has some evidence in this particular area. So those are two. And then last but not least is the issue of, now there are probiotic strains that actually are appearing to have some health benefits for the stomach, Dr. Podell, where they found that people who are being treated for Helicobacter pylori, if they take a probiotic supplement that's not enteric-coated, that comes in contact with the stomach, not only do they have less side effects, but they're able to eradicate the Helicobacter pylori more effectively and stay symptom-free longer.
Yeah, that's an interesting distinction between the enteric-coated and not. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I was always using the enteric-coated because they're more convenient, and I figured they're going to get through the stomach. But in fact, for something like a Helicobacter, you want something that's going to affect the stomach.
How about even a powder or something to dissolve in water and drink?
Yeah, a powder. I think the guideline that people need to realize with a non-enteric-coated product, there are strains that are being developed. Nature's Way has a product called Intensive, which is a very high-potency product that is not enteric-coated.
Right.
That is, the strains were selected because they are more stomach acid resistant. However, even with that, my recommendation is that the person takes it closer to a meal, because your stomach is at its least acidic right after you've eaten. So if you don't use an enteric-coated product, you can take it any time you want.
Right.
If you use a non-enteric-coated product, better to take it closer to food, or maybe with a little yogurt or something.
Yeah, that's, you know, we only have a short time before the next break, so let's talk about that. You know, that's always been a source of controversy, and I've always advised people that it's better to take your probiotic supplement, speaking in general now, with meals, because I've always felt that, you'll get a certain buffering action and that will protect it. But, of course, there are others who've always said empty stomach. It sounds like you are kind of leaning in the same direction I am, in the feeling that the presence of the food will help to protect it somewhat.
I'm leaning towards it if it's a non-enterocoated product. If it's enterocoated, then it doesn't matter when a person takes it. But I agree with you on that, Don.
Okay, good. All right, folks. A very interesting discussion. We're going to talk more about the probiotics, then we'll talk about DGL, and then we'll start taking your phone calls. Sam?
Okay, thank you, Don. This is Sam Forbes. You're listening to The Wilner Window, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. And as you can tell by that music, we're going to have a little pause for a message.
Twin Labs Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil contains 100% Superba Pure Krill Oil, which contains the omega-3 fatty acids EPA DHA in phospholipid form. This phospholipid form is more bioavailable than omega-3 triglycerides found in traditional fish oil products because it closely resembles the phospholipids found in the human brain and is more easily recognized, incorporated, and utilized by the body. Combined with the naturally occurring antioxidant and astaxanthin, this phospholipid helps to prevent oxidation, which can lower the quality of omega-3 fatty acids from fish. To further support heart health, TwinLab has added vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid to omega-3 cardio krill oil. TwinLab's omega-3 cardio krill oil, along with all other TwinLab products, is now on sale at 40% off list price at Wilner Chemists for a limited time.
Okay, this is Sam Forbes, along with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. And we are your Wilner Chemist Nutritional Supplement Professionals. I want to tell you that this is a reminder that starting now, lasting only 2 weeks, certain enzymatic therapy and Nature's Way products, all their probiotics, enzymatics, DGL products, Complete Gest, and Megazyme Digestive Supplement will be on sale at 35% off list price. Check our website for details or call Wilner Chemist at 1-800-633-1106. I want to remind you that this is a two-hour show, and we hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour. And if you've been holding on the telephones, wait on. We'll be with you in just a moment. We'll be right back after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.